This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. military says it had to destroy a surveillance drone in the Black Sea after an encounter with Russian fighter jets, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Pentagon says two Russian jets flew near the MQ-9 drone for more than a half hour in international airspace.
They collided with the aircraft, damaging the propeller, and essentially putting in a situation where it was unflyable and uncontrollable, so we brought it down.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder, even as Russia denied hitting the drone. It appeared to be the first time since the Cold War's height that a U.S. aircraft was brought down after being struck by a Russian warplane. The State Department's Ned Price says Washington was summoning Moscow's ambassador to lodge a protest. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad arrived in Moscow on Tuesday on his first official visit outside the Middle East since last month's devastating earthquake, according to a statement from the Syrian presidency via the Telegram messaging app. Cyclone Freddy has killed at least 190 people in Malawi. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Deaths from one of the most powerful storms ever recorded in the southern hemisphere have mounted into the hundreds in Malawi, the government said on Tuesday, after Cyclone Freddy ripped through southern Africa for the second time in a month. The district around the commercial hub of Blantyre was one of the hardest hit. Severe flooding and rain damaged roads and bridges, hampering rescue efforts. Freddy has also left a trail of destruction in Mozambique, where it made landfall over the weekend.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. prosecutors are investigating the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, according to a source familiar with the matter, as scrutiny mounts over the firm's sudden collapse and regulators scramble to contain the fallout. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
The rapid collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and the fall of Signature Bank have left regulators racing to contain risks to the rest of the sector. On Tuesday, ratings agency Moody's cut its outlook on the U.S. banking system to negative from stable. Despite that, bank stocks climbed across the board on Tuesday. First Republic jumped 25% in afternoon trading, as investors bet the crisis was ebbing after President Joe Biden this week said all depositors in the failed banks would be protected and vowed to strengthen the banking system.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. A panel appointed by the city of San Francisco, California, has come up with a list of possible ways of making reparations to Black Americans, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The city-appointed panel was tasked with the thorny assignment of coming up with ways to repay Black Americans for the impact of generations of persistent systemic racism. Reparation ideas include payments of $5 million to every eligible Black adult, the elimination of personal debt and tax burdens, and homes in San Francisco for just $1 a family. Some supervisors said San Francisco can't afford any major reparation payments right now, given the city's deep deficit. It's not clear how many people would be eligible. Some opponents say current taxpayers shouldn't be held accountable. I'm Norman Hall.
Another storm is hammering California. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Forecasters are warning of more flooding and potentially damaging winds as a new atmospheric river pushes into a swamped California. Nearly 27,000 people are under evacuation orders statewide, with emergency declarations for 40 counties. There's been damaging winds with gusts of up to 70 miles per hour. There are also numerous reports of fallen trees and more than 330,000 customers without power. California has been battered by 10 previous atmospheric rivers this winter. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
North African nation Morocco will join forces with Spain and Portugal in a three-way bid to host the 2030 Soccer World Cup, officials confirmed on Tuesday. Spain and Portugal had initially been joined by Ukraine as a potential partner for their 2030 bid, but with the latter's war with Russia having no end in sight, Morocco has stepped in. Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.